Wise Old Monkey. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A king used to maintain a group of monkeys for providing entertainment to his sons. The monkeys were very nicely fed with sumptuous delicacies every day. The leader of the monkey was well versed in the scriptures of such wise personalities as Sukracharya, Brihaspati and Chanakya. He used to teach the other monkeys these scriptures. There was also a pack of sheep in the king's palace and the little prince used to ride with them. One of those sheep was very fond of eating from the palace kitchen. The cooks in the kitchen had to beat the sheep quite often to prevent it from causing mischief. The monkey leader thought that this kind of behavior every now and then may result in something disastrous for the monkeys in the long run. The sheep is extremely greedy and the cooks, on the other hand, are very adept in beating the sheep with whatever they find at hand. In case the cooks any time start hitting the sheep with a burning log, the sheep is extremely greedy and the cooks, on the other hand, are very adept in beating the sheep with whatever they find at hand. In case the cooks any time start hitting the sheep with a burning log, the sheep would surely catch fire. When such burning sheep starts running around in frenzy and by chance enters into the nearby stable, then the hay inside will catch fire and the entire stable with its horses will be a blazing fire in no time. One ancient expert, Salihotra, who is well versed in animal husbandry, prescribes that burns on horse flesh can be healed by animal skin obtained from monkeys. Accordingly, the king will have the monkeys killed. Apprehending the situation, the wise old monkey called along all the monkeys confidentially and told them, "In a place like this, where the sheep and the cooks are in constant confrontation, we the monkeys are sure to meet with our destruction. So let us take refuge in a forest somewhere before we are destroyed en masse." But the arrogant young monkeys did not have any respect for the wise old monkey's advice. They simply ridiculed the old monkey, saying, "You must be under some sort of delusion due to your advancing age, and so you are talking like a lunatic. We are not interested in leaving this place for forest life only to live on distasteful fruits. Here we are being fed with nectarian varieties of foodstuffs by the princes themselves." Upon hearing the puffed-up monkeys retorting like this, the old monkey told them with tearful eyes, "O fools, you do not know the results of such pleasure. Don't you know that this will be ultimate destruction for all of you? So let me leave for the forest alone. I don't want to see your deaths." Saying thus, the monkey leader started for the forest, leaving behind all the other monkeys. One day, the greedy sheep entered into the kitchen. The cook struck sheep with a piece of burning firewood. Immediately, the sheep started crying and ran straight into the nearby horse stable. As the sheep with fire all over its body started rolling desperately over the haystack kept in the stable, the entire pavilion caught fire. Many of the horses were burnt to death, while others just ran away, resulting in great anxiety all over. The king immediately summoned his veterinary surgeon for the treatment of the horses. The surgeon quoted Salihotra's prescription that monkey's tallow was essential for the quick healing of the burns suffered by the horses. So the king ordered that treatment should immediately be undertaken to save the horses, and accordingly, he also issued his instructions to kill the monkeys to collect their tallows. The monkey leader got the news and was very much depressed. Purport: this moral story, as narrated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, transpires that anyone who faithfully follows the instructions of his real spiritual master and engages himself in the devotional service to the Supreme Lord unflinchingly will certainly attain ultimate welfare. Those who contemplate that the aging advisor, spiritual master, might be under delusion and may not know more than a common person knows and thus follow evil companions will certainly meet with a disastrous end in everything.